Time now, the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri of the Beavers. Last time in the postgame, Tom, you called it a kick in the teeth. Does it still feel that way today?
Well, yeah, I think when you take a look at the complexion of the game last night, we played pretty good hockey, but there's still certain aspects of our game that, you know, are affecting us. And, they had two face-off goals, and, they got a goal on the first goal was a turnover. So you need to rectify those things. And, you don't want to sit there and look back at the goals and sit there and say, we should have and could have. So, from that standpoint, it was a little frustrating. And, of course, we had a 3-1 lead. So you don't want to give that up.
You started so well. What did they do as the game went on to even things up?
Well, I think last night you take a look at Anchorage. They were off last weekend. So I think it took a while for them just to get their legs back. And, they were the home team. And they had good pushback, and they're a hardworking team, and they were at home, and again, good pushback by them.
You said in the postgame show that you might have been fortunate to post a goose egg on the penalty kill. Is it hard to preach that to your guys when the results are what you want?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is we killed well last night. We were pretty aggressive. They had a few opportunities that they could have converted, but again, then we got some goaltending. So, we're making headway there, which is good.
Is Jerry Fitzgerald maybe the ultimate centerman? He can play wall-to-wall, end-wall-to-end-wall, side-wall-to-side-wall, and with his speed, is he ideal?
Well, I think so. He's a speed-based player, and he's got a lot of hockey sense. And you and I have talked before, Schultze. He's one of those throwback players. He makes a lot of plays. But, is he an ideal centerman? I think so. I mean, because, he does have the opportunity of he can track the puck, and he can cover a lot of ground.
More Tom Cerruteri when we return. Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show. Brian Schultz with Tom Cerruteri of the Beavers. Still haven't seen the replay of what happened there on that would-be goal at the end, and Corey Ward ended up getting called for a penalty. What exactly happened?
Well, Corey was going harder than that. It wasn't a goal because you can't touch the goalie. You can't touch the goalie, but conversely, how do you not hit the goalie when you're cutting to the net? Mantha was obviously challenging him. And, it's a difficult situation, but there's no way I think it was a penalty. I mean, the bottom line is he couldn't break his momentum. He had a stick in his armpit. No goal because of contact, but I don't think it should have been a penalty.
Is that the ideal kind of a situation where a ref can go back and maybe look at things to verify what he thinks that he saw?
No, not once he calls the penalty. That's the problem. Once he calls the penalty, He's got to stick with that call. Now, if you would have called that a goal, they could have looked back at it and said there was contact and, there wasn't a goal. But since he made that call on Corey for goalie interference, he couldn't go back on that.
Overtime flipped defensive ends about 3-4 years ago. Was last night the reason why, as many chances as there were?
Absolutely. I mean, the long line change can really affect you in overtime. So, again, if you get some sustained pressure, you got one tired group right there. And it can be end-to-end action, which it was at times last night.
On Olympic size ice, I don't recall you guys dumping and chasing at all last night. Is that just the big ice sheet or more what Anchorage was doing?
I think probably more the big ice sheet. I mean, you have a lot of outside ice. It's probably, I kind of use the analogy of football. I mean, what a good running back, he's going to, go where they aren't. And there's a lot of outside ice, and I thought we took advantage of that outside ice. And once you do that, your entries are it's going to be a little easier with your entries.
Any tactical changes tonight?
On the power play, we're just going to tweak a few things. They took prop away last night, and we just have to modify a few things. Then on the penalty kill up ice, we're going to make a few modifications. Hopefully, we can trap them a little better up ice. And the other thing is on faceoffs, we want to try to have a little motion on our faceoff, Schultze, just because they're man on man on defensive zone losses right there. So we want to try to cross them up a bit.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruteri, the Beavers starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.